We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Pei Beis Omid Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Pei Beis Omid Aleph, the two dots, three lines from the bottom. It says in the Mishnah that if you buy three trees, then already koine karka. So that's possible. What it means koine karka means if it dies, you can replant it, but there's more to it. You koine even more karka than that. What type of karka are you koine? Vekama. Omrav Chiyabah, Abram Yechron, I raise the koine tachteim. You are koine under the tree, which means the space of the tree, the space of the branches, you own that part. You get that. Ubeinayim. You also get in between the trees. We have three trees here. Remember, we have three trees here, the koine karka. Between the three trees, the whole area between the three trees, you are koine. We'll see later on in the Gemara how much room could be between the three trees, and it's considered that you're koine them. So, arizah koine tachteim, ubeinayim, v'chutzalahem. And even outside that, which means between the three trees, you're koine alzbeinayim. But on the outer parts of all three trees, you are, how much are you koine? Zokt Rav Chiyabav, Shem Rav Yechlan, Yikoina, on top of Pebez and Abez, Kimeloi Oiroi Vesaloi. Ana Oiro is the person who's Malakit, who harvests the tree, enough room for him to stand with his basket. So that's how much room you get. You get Tachteim, Beinem, and Kimeloi Oiroi Vesaloi, which is an extra addition that you get.
This time, we have to buy three consecutive trees. Why go your field by three?
It's too far away. We'll see tomorrow. If it's too far away, it doesn't work. It has to be close with another
direction. And let's say there's trees in between other trees that I'm not buying.
So it sounds like not. There has to be three trees within a certain range with each other. Yeah, consecutive with each other. Yeah. You can't buy single trees. And also, we see later on the Gemara Pei Gimel that if you sell one tree, one, and then next week another tree, also is not kind of karka. Yeah, at one time, three trees that are together in one area, it's called a stay ilan. It's like I'm selling you a sada ilan. So, mask of law, Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza has a kasha like this. His kasha, we'll figure out his kasha outside. We know that when you sell three trees to someone and he gets the karka, so how does he get this karka? He has to fly. Either he has to fly with a glider or he has to buy a derech from the karka owner. That's what he has to do. Especially if you hold like the Rabbanon who hold Ba'ayin Ra Meicher. So, here we're saying a meridigah thing. We're saying, when you sell him three trees, he does not get a derech to his tree. But we're giving him kamloi oyre v'salai. Since when did he become so generous? We're giving him kamloi oyre v'salai. What's happened? Why should you give him a place to stand with his basket? We don't give him a derech. That's Rabbi Elazar's kasha. Mask of Rabbi Elazar was a hamayra. Mask of Rabbi Elazar, hashto derech ein loy. He doesn't get a derech. Oyroi v'saloi yeshloi. And the girsa of the Bach, we'll read the girsa of the Bach like this. Hash to derech ein loy. Why? The arach riti, kim loy oiroi v'salo yeshloi. He gives an explanation why you don't get derech. You know, because he has his own land. When you sell someone three trees, he has his own property. So therefore, work it out. You have your own property here, figure out a way to get there. So the arach riti, so oiroi v'salo he gets. So that's what Blaz is kashin. Therefore he argues. He holds you don't get oiroi v'salo. Only get b'nei matachtem. You do not get oiroi v'salo. Now, from Rabbi Loza's kasha, we can learn out some things. Omrav Zer, Medivra Rabbeinu Nilmad, Shloishahu de Einloi, Derech, Hoshnaim Yeshloi. It's master from Rabbi Loza, only when he buys three trees, he doesn't get any Derech. But if he buys only two trees, where he doesn't have karka, he'll get Derech. Why? The Omalei Ba'arach de Doch Kaimen. It's master from Rabbi Loza, the only reason I taina he doesn't get a Derech is, because you have your own property, you have your own property. So, my property, sure, but your property? No. Figure a way to get there. Masha'inkin, if it's only two trees, if I sell you two trees, what I'm doing is, I'm letting you put two trees in my property. So it means my property is meshubah to you. And since my property is meshubah to you, I can walk through the property to get to my two trees. Just like we said before, if in the Mishnah, that by two trees, higdilu lo yishapeh, you shouldn't cut it down. Why not? Because mindset, you don't own your own karka, so whose karka is meshubah to the trees? The bala karka. Therefore, you have a derech. And it's revealed in Rav Loza's words. He says, the ara achriti. As you learn from Loza's words. Amalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak L'Rava. Another point about Rav Loza. L'chay Rav Loza, who has his kasha, and therefore argues on Rav Yechanan, he argues on Rav Chia bar Abba, Mashem Rav Yechanan, he must hold not like Rabbi Akiva. Because if he holds like Rabbi Akiva, so then you do get a derech. So he wouldn't have so shvei amalei ara v'salei. Leimo Rav Loza, Amalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak L'Rava, ul'Rava, Leimo Rabbi Loza, less than the Shmuel Rabbi. Rabbi Loza doesn't hold the Shmuel's Rabbi. Dama Shmuel, halach Rabbi Kiva, dama meicha ba'an yafa meicha. Shmuel holds the Rabbi Kiva, holds meicha ba'an yafa meicha. And therefore, you get the derech. So, if you get a derech, he wouldn't have his whole kasha. So it must be, he was not passing the Rabbi Kiva, because if you're Rabbi Kiva, you get a derech. So it sounds like Rav Elazar doesn't know Shmuel's Rebbe. Amalei, so Rabba tried to answer Rav Elazar. He says, no, he holds like his Rebbe. He holds like Rabbi Akiva. But he also has a different problem here. Lo mitukma masnisim ke Rabbi Akiva. He held, he couldn't zetzai the Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva. Mamai. Midiktani, it says in the Mishnah, higdilo yushapa. It says, when you have three trees, if it grows big, then you make him cut it. V'isak edayetach Rabbi Akiva, if it's Rabbi Akiva, he, amai yushapa. Why should you cut it? Ha'ime moicher ba'ayin yafa moicher. He says that a moicher ba'ayin yafa moicher, which means that you should let him have his trees, big trees. What do you care? Oh, so he's saying he'll hurt, damages the guy's property. So what's happens? So the Gemara is retired. So the Gemara is like this. Rabbi Loza had a kasha that you should not get oirei v'saloi when you have three trees because you don't get a derech. So the Gemara asked Rabbi Loza, well, you hold a Rebbe, you got a derech. So must be, you don't hold your Rebbe. He says, no, I hold my Rebbe. But here it couldn't be Rebbe Kiva. Why? Because the Mishnah says, cut down the trees. It can't be Rebbe Kiva. So Gemara says back, Amalei, nech, that could be Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva is not ilan tava saif. Ayin yofa, give him everything. Eim adam Rebbe Kiva, gai bar v'dos lemach shi ara. Rebbe Kiva says halacha, which he said it actually gabi ha-derech. So he says, by bar v'dos, the derech, it's not ruining your property. The guy walks through it, okay, ayin yofa maicha. But where did he say, but gabi ilon, mi shamalei, that he, by ilon, where it ruins my property, did Rabbi Kiva say he'll make huge branches? Mila moidi Rabbi Kiva, be'ilin anoyt esoch sodach haveroi. Shekoytis moli medas v'gav machresha. Rabbi Kiva's not moida that if you have a property next to your friend's property and the guy's used trees going into your property, you don't make him cut it, that I can get my I could ride my plow in my own property and I could hit in the head with a branch? Of course, I can tell him to cut it. So he agrees to that Mishnah. So you see, and even if I sold you that karka, he agrees to that mission. If I sold you a karka next door to me, and now your branch is sticking to my property, you think I'm going to have to bang my head into your trees? No. Because Rekiva didn't say it that much. He only said of a mokim that it wasn't a big shter to me. But once it bothers me a lot, so therefore I would agree. So now, it comes out in the cheshbon is that it could be Rabbi Kiva. So it's back shver. You see, Rabbi Elazar did not hold of his Rabbi Shmuel. And the reason why he had this kasha, and he assumed there's no derech, is because he held not like Rabbi Akiva, he held like the Rabbanim. He held like Rabbanim, because he held like Rabbi Akiva. He could have said this position like Rabbi Akiva. Because we said, Higdila Yishapa. No, it's not Rabbi Akiva. So obviously, when he had this Kasha, Derech Inlay, he held like the Rabbanim. That's what comes out. Actually, Rashbam speaks out that the ratio of the Mishnah doesn't assume Rabbi Akiva. Because the ratio of the Mishnah says, by two trees, you don't get karka. If you're Rabbi Akiva, you do get. Now, that's only Rashbam sheet, the Taisa argues in it. And one of the Taisa argues, Miskamara's Mashma, that the Mishnah could be Rabbi Akiva. And it's very hard to say the safe is Rabbi Kiva, not the race Rabbi Kiva, which is a striker on the Rashbam. But that's Tosis asked Navlam and Zayin on the base, he asked his Kasha, Lam Zayin, I think it is, he asked his Kasha on the Rashbam Shita. Tanyakov Aseder Rabbi Kiva Abba. Kiva Abba says you get Beneim, Tachteim, and Mloy Oiroi Vesaloi. So Tanyakov Aseder Rabbi Kiva Abba, Harez that Kono Tachteim, Ubeneim, Chutzulem, Kamloy Oiroi Vesaloi. So Bryce, the first of Bryce, like Rabbi Kiva Abba, Shir Rabbi Yechidon, the first of Bryce, that you get Tachteim, not like Rabbi Loza, and you get Tachteim, Ubeneim, Vechutzulem, Kamloy Oiroi Vesaloi. So tomorrow, Vaita. Only a Baal Rabbeisa. Now, we're saying the Bala Elon, the guy who buys the three trees and gets the karka there, he gets the oirei v'saloi also. Could he plant there? Could he plant, you know, vegetables there? Some tomatoes and peppers there? Omle Abal Yosef, oison oirei v'saloi mi zoiron. Who gets to plant that area? Is it the Bala karka or the Bala Elon, who has now a little patch of karka here? So what's the halach? Omle tanisua. So Rav Yosef wanted to answer, tanisua, we have a braisa. That when you have a derech, let's say you have two gardens, an inner garden and an outer garden, and the derech, let's say you go like the derech goes for the chitzoin, he gets the derech, in this case, but he got the derech. Who plants on that derech? So one hand, it belongs to the chitzoin. Other hand, the primi can walk there. So what's the halacha? So it says in the braisa, or it's a mishlein, I'm not sure, tanesua, hachitzoin zereya is a derech. The chitzoin is zereya the derech. The outer is Zerea the Derech. And he's the one who could Zerea. So here also, Eire Vesaloi belongs to the Baal Karka. Echanami, you could stand it to harvest, but I could plant it. The Baal Karka could plant it. I just want to bring a Raya. Omalei, so Abai says to Rav Yosef, it's not a Raya. Midami, Hosom, lest they say the Lekech. There, the guy who walks on a derech doesn't care if you plant there. Doesn't stare me. Doesn't really bother me. I can walk between the peppers. I'll step on the peppers. It's fine. It doesn't bother me that much to walk through your field, if even though you planted there. I have a hacha. Here you're going to plant in the places near my trees. Isli pseida. I'm going to have a pseida lekech. Da'amalei come mitamfi peri. My peris will get dirty from your planting here, and I guess when you plant the seeds, the soil, it can make my things dirty, and I don't want you here at all. Holy damya la seifa. This should be more similar to the seifa. It says in the seifa there that certain times you can make up from the beginning that you get the derech on the side of the gina, which makes it a little longer for the inside guy, but it makes it a little better that I'm not stepping on your plants. And it says there, no one's allowed to plant. You can't plant there. Why not? Because there, since you made it up, b'dashnehem, so therefore, there's no heter to be zareah. And he says, that's what the case over here is also. M'loy ori v'salo is more like m'dashnehem, that when I sell it to you, that's assumed that you get that area. And since it's m'dashnehem, you cannot, no one can plant there. Here also, it becomes just a place to harvest, and you can't plant it. That's what I buy Torah Vesiv. That's what I would think it's more compared to. It's not compared to Chitzin, where it's the Chitzin giving up down the middle, gives you up a derech. So there, I'm doing you a favor. And it doesn't stir you so much to walk on my thing, so big deal, I'm going to plant it. Masha'inkein, lo'er v'sale, and a case where I gave you on the side, there, they're both giving up something, and therefore they both have to agree, they're not going to plant there. Tanya kvar seida abaya, I raise a kona tachtayim, v'neim chutzlem gomel lo'er v'sale. You're kind of under it, between them, and around the trees. Kamoy oire v'sale, enough to harvest. V'zeh v'zeh, v'shem v'zeh, they're both not allowed to plant. So you see, this idea that we passing like Abaya. The Kama Yebene. Now, these three trees, if you bought three random trees, it doesn't become a Soda Elon. What is the shear between them that has a din of Sde Elon? It's not too far away, then it's like random trees. If it's too close together, it's like a forest. So it has to have a certain area that's a normal way of planting, and it's a normal way of having Yanika, of sustaining from the ground. And you have to, what's the normal amount of a space in between them. So like Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda and Shmuel, Ma'arba Amos at Shmoina, between 4 and 8 amos is perfect amount. More than eight is too big, it's too spread out. Less than 4 amos is too close together. Rava Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Amar Shmoina, it's 8 to 16 amos. Between 8 and 16 amos. A bigger share both ways. It's like a Kula and a Chumra. It's saying until 8, it's too crowded. But you have until 16, and it's still called Steila. So it's a chalikus. So I'm a violator of Yosef. A violator of Yosef. Loisif le'er of Nachman. Don't argue of Nachman. The Tanam is in Kavasteh. It's a mission like him. And the way Rashbam learns is that we know Rav Yosef got sick and forgot his learning. And there we tell Rav Yosef, don't argue of Nachman. Nachman has a mission like him. The Tanan. There's a mission when it comes to Kalai Karim. So I'll give you a Gdoma of a Kalai Karim, a very short Gdoma. By Kalai Karim, you're not allowed to plant anything near a vineyard. You know, Midraisa, it's Dafka, Tvua, but the Lamaisa, even Midrabanan, it's anything. Now, that's Pasha next to a Geffen. Within 1 amma, 6 Tvachim of a Geffen, you're not allowed to plant anything that's Kalai. But there's a new din. That if you have a din Kerem, you can't plant in a Kerem. No matter what, even if it's 10 ammas away, it could be. You can't plant in a Kerem. Now, what's called a kerem? A kerem is if you have four vines, and you have 5 vines looking like this, 2 and 2 rows, and 1 zamav, and 1 and 3rd one. Well, you have at least 5 vines to make a kerem. Now, it needs to be 5 vines. Now, how far could they be apart? If they're 30 amas apart, the 2 vines, so then it's not going to be a kerem. A certain shear, they have to be together to be called a kerem. And that's the discussion of this Mishnah, the Tanan. Ha'iteyas karma. It's karma. Mutlav is erosham. If they're 16 amas apart, the vines are 16 amas apart, you're allowed to plant the zera there. And according to the Rashbam, when it says 16 amas apart, I mean 16 amas from the branches, not from the trunk. 16 amas apart from the branches, the Tosfos argues, holds from the trunk, because that's partial when it comes to say Elon, it goes with the trunk, 16 amas from the trunk, not from the branches. But by karma, the Rashbam learns, it means 16 amas from the branches. Mutalahavi zera lasham. It's mutal bring zera. Less than 16 amas is considered a kerem. So that will be a kasha on Rav Yosef, who says that after 8 amas already, it's too spread out. What do you mean? 8 amas is still called a kerem. You see from here. It's 16 amas is the shear spread out, not 8. Rav Yitzchak said by 8, you're already too far away. Here it says 16 amos. And the Omer Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah brings the Maisa. Omer Rav Yehuda, Maisa v'tzalmim, be'echa shenotas karma sheshesh amos jama. He had rows of vine, 16 amos apart. V'yehoifech sar shtei shurois l'tzad echad. V'zereya es hanir. So what he did was, the branches went out a little bit, so they dug into the 16 amos. So what he did was, he had, let's say, 6 rows, 16 amos apart, but when the branches faced each other, it was only 14 amos apart. So what he did was, every other one, he had the 2 branches facing each other, turning out that in between that, you could plant. So 1 year, he left let's say 1, 3, and 5 empty, and he planted 2, 4, and 6. The next year, he planted 1, 3, and 5, and left 2, 4, and 6 empty. That's what he did. Star means like the branches, facing each other, and he planted the plowed field. He turned around the trees all the way, and he planted the empty one. They wanted to show that 16 amos is fine. You let it plant between 16 amos. So you see from the Mishnah with a Maisa that up to 16 amos is considered a Karim. And same thing would be a Stei Ilon. Mashiach, more than 16 amos will be Mutter. So it's a Kasha Rav Yosef. It was Abaya, asked Rav Yosef that don't argue Rav Nachman. Have a Mishnah. Have a Mishnah like Rav Nachman. Amalei, so Rav Yosef says, I don't know. Anola Yedana, Ela Uvda Hava Badura Derusa says, I don't know. I hear Kasha from the Mishnah by Kalayim, but I have a story on top of Begimel and Aleph. I have a story that Beir Shel Royim. I have a story in the city of shepherds that someone sold this. Talking about not a Kalayim, they're talking about the case of a Sada Ilan, that someone sold a 3 Ilanos. And there was not 8 amos between them. But also came Rav Yehuda of Amalei Zil Havle Kimloi Bakar VeKelov, and he said that as long as there's 4 amos in between, so it's fine. So according to Rav Nachman, if it's less than 8, it's too close. And here he said if there's Maloi Bakar VeKelov in between them, it's a Steilon. I didn't know what Maloi Bakar VeKelov was. Maloi Vedana Kimloi Bakar VeKelov. Malakah means enough to fit a cow there or ox there with its kalim, with its utensils, with its accessories. So I didn't know what it was. Kim the shamat lahadatnan. Since I heard this Mishnah, layita adam ilon samach sadach averik. A person should not plant a tree next to his friend's field. Elam kain only if hirchak mimeno dalad amos. If you put a dalad amos away, why dalad amos? Why is your tree got to be dalad amos away from your friend's field? V'tani Allah. Because he has to bring his bakar there. He doesn't want to bang into your tree. So you see, Mloy bakar v'kelev is 4 amos. Samina shmaminok, Mloy bakar v'kelev, dalad amos. So Rav Yosef said like this. You have a Mishnah that says 16 amos is the maximum. And I'm tining that goes 4 to 8. I have a story about me. I have a story. Bias will tell he was right because he has a Mishnah. You have a story, but he has a Mishnah. He has a story with Amira that said that as long as it was 4 amos in between, it was considered a Steilon.
Why do they argue with each other? One's when the minimum, one's when the maximum.
Okay, it's good Kasha, but the Gemara will ask the Kasha momentarily. But basically, he says 8 to 16, he says 4 to 8. So that's what it's said. But how's the Mukhif from the Braisa? Okay, good question. So we'll see in a second the answer to that question. Al Kaponim. So that's what Rav Yosef said back, and Rav Nachman said that it's no Mishnah like you. So Mura says, "Uk Rav Yosef milay tanan." Does Rav Yosef not have a Mishnah? It says, "Rav Meir v'Rav Shimon Imrim Haneteyas Karmai Shmoyne Amos Benamos Mutlav Yisrael Sham." I have a riot to Rav Yosef. It says there, if you spread out 8 amos by a kerem, you let a plant there because it's not called a kerem because 8 amos thing. So we have a riot. 8 amos is the maximum. So, what was Rabbi's taina that you have to listen to Rav Nachman, not Rav Yosef? He has Mishnah also. So he says, "Afilu achi ma'isa adif." La ma'isa, that Mishnah comes with a story. It comes with a story of Bitzalmoin, 16 amos, and since a ma'isa usually means you pass like that, that's why it's a better Mishnah. But now the Gemara is going to ask what Mordechai was asking. So, Bishlam l'Rav Yosef, Aliba de Rav Shimon, Rav Yosef, who's like Rav Shimon, who says the maximum is 8 amos. After 8 amos, not a kerem. After 8 amos, it would be a sada ilah. So we find shamila mufazarim. We find that the shear of the maximum, how much is too spread, v'shamila retzufim. Where is that? We'll see in a second. Mufazarim hadamara. We just said at 8 amos, more than 8 amos already, you'll have to plant there, and it's not called a kerem. It's not called a sada ilah. And we also have retzufim. Retzufim the tanan. Kerem anatu apachos medal ramis ain't a kerem. It's too close together. It's like a forest. It's too close together. So you see clearly the shear 4 to 8. Different Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says clearly 4 to 8 because he says apachos medal ramis ain't a kerem. Different Rav Shimon, and therefore you could put the tefua as long as the 1 arm away. V'chamayimrim v'chamas machmir by kerem. V'chamayimrim kerem it is a kerem. V'royim esam soim kilu einam. We look at the middle. It's like it's not here. We have had this before. It looks like the middle is not here. We had Islam Zion on our base before. We had us in Erevin. We had a few times. You look at Skila in here and look at the Rashbam. It says the Chol Oimid La'akek Akadami. V'chumr Gavik Klaim. Look at its Akadami. But like upon him, what do you see? That less than 4 is too close together. Fear of Shimon. And more than 8 is too spread out. So Mamish, the first Tanoim like Rav Yosef. 4 to 8. Ela L'Rav Nachman, Libud Rabbanim of Vazar Mashavinilet. Fear of Nachman goes according to Rabbanim. We find out that more than 16 is too big. But he said 8. Where did he get that from? Ritzufa Misha Minile. Where do you see 8? Well, and especially we have that story before that with 4 is still considered Sal Yilam. Where do you see that under 8 is too close? Misha Minile. Some are answer like this. Svaruhu. Mid Rab Shimon, since Rab Shimon the Tana we find Palga, it's half, it's 4 to 8, half of that. The Rabbanu Nami Palga. The Rabbanu says 16, it's also 8 to 16. It's also Palga. It goes 16 to 4. It goes 16 to 8. And we'll see soon, momentarily, in the next year, that there's an aflikus over here. Rabbi will argue and say, take 4 to 16 inside. But Lamaisa, he owes 8 to 16. So we have aflikus here. One man says 4 to 8. Less than 4 is too small. More than 8 is too big. And the other man says 8 to 16. Smaller than 8 is too crowded, and more than 16 is too spread out. Those are two shittas, Rav Nachman and Rav Yosef, and it's really Machlokes Tanoim, Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon.